所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
James 1:19-27. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
今天大家可以看到哈，我们要分享的内容的主题呢是听道和行道。
So as everybody can see, our topic for today is to hear the word and to do the word.
遵行主道。
Obeying the word.
那么我们前一周的时候哈，讲到过雅各书。
So the week before, we spoke of the book of James.
可以听到吗？好。那上一前一周的时候，我们讲到过雅各书前面的内容。
So the week before, we have read the former passages of the book of James.
那大家我不知道大家还记得吗？那一个内容我们讲的题目叫忍耐的智慧。
So the topic of that time was the wisdom of patience.
那今天呢，大家从读的经文里边已经能够感受出来了，是在讲听，讲行。
Now it should be clear from the scripture that today's topic is about listening and doing.
我不知道大家有没有这样的感受哈，在教会里呢有两种基督徒。
I don't know if everybody can tell, but there are two different types of Christians in church.
有一种呢，他们就是非常的热情。
One type of Christian is very passionate.
当他们听到了福音以后呢，他们悔改了，信主了，他们就非常的火热。
When they hear of the word of salvation, they change, they repent, and they are very passionate.
那火热的表达呢，就是他们愿意在教会里做任何事情。
And the evidence of their passion is that they are willing to do anything in church.
然后他们去帮助别人。
And they will go and help other people.
那另外一种人呢，但是这样的弟兄姊妹呢，有的时候你会发现哈，他愿意做事情，但是反而呢，对学习圣经呢，不是那么感兴趣。
You will sometimes find that these people, they're happy to do things, but they're not happy to learn from the scripture.
那么有另外一种人。
And then there's another type of person.
他们很愿意来学圣经。
They are very happy to learn from the scripture.
这个头脑里啊，圣经可以背下来，记很多很多的经文。
They can memorize many parts of the scripture.
讲很多的道理。
They can speak of many, concepts.
但是呢，他们在行为上却缺一大块。
But they don't do many things in their actions.
反而愿意用圣经的话来去指责别人。
But they like to use the scripture to point out faults in other people.
所以呢，这种事情并不是今天的教会才有的。
And these aren't the kind of things that have only come up recently.
其实自从教会建立以来，这样的事情是不断的在存在的。
From the beginning and foundations of the church, it has always been like this.
因为我们人是有罪性的。
For people have a sinful nature.
我们愿意做我们愿意做的事情。
We want to do the things that we want to do.
很多的时候我们并不知道上帝让我们做的事情。
Sometimes we don't realize what does God want us to do.
所以圣经啊真是非常的宝贵。
And so the scripture is very valuable to us.
上次我们讲到雅各书是非常宝贵的一卷书信。
Last week we spoke of the book of James, that it is a very valuable book to us.
从我们讲到从希伯来书之后一直到启示录之前的这几卷书信在教会历史上被称为生活书信。
The few books in between the books of Hebrews and the books of Revelation are known as the books of Christian life.
生活书信里边呢谈到了很多很多具体的作为一个基督徒应该如何行。
The books of Christian life tell us what we should do in our lives, day-to-day lives.
它告诉我们一些原则我们可以来检查自己。
It tells us the principles that we can see to check ourselves.
所以圣经经常用这句话它说人不可以自欺。
And so the scripture often says that people cannot be arrogant.
所以我们不能自己骗自己。
We can't fool ourselves.
我们不能觉得我已经做了这些就说明我已经很属灵了。
We can't say that we are doing so many things, so we are very spiritual.
圣经说不对，你要用这个标准来检查，看看你自己在哪里。
No, the scripture says, no, that is not correct. You must use this standard to check how you are going.
圣经的话是非常的直接，也是严厉的。
The words of the scripture are very direct.And very strict.
所以他说你不爱你看得见的弟兄你说你爱神那个是假的。
And so it says, if you don't love the brother that you see before you, then your love for God is not real.
圣经上说你不遵行神的话你说我认识神那个是假的。
The scripture says, if you don't follow my word, but you say that you know me, that is not real.
所以我们需要来到神的面前哈，求神帮助我们用这些来审视一下我们自己的信仰。
And so when we come before God, we should use these standards to see how our faith is going.
我请求大家一件事今天哈。
I would like to ask everyone something today.
当我们今天坐在这里的时候，我请求大家做一件事情。
Just while we are sitting here today, I would like to ask something.
今天我们所听到的全部是为了我们自己而听的。
Everything that we hear today is only for the sake of ourselves.
所以圣经上说不用我们讲圣灵会讲会告诉你。
And so sometimes the scripture says, it is not for us to say, the Spirit will speak to you.
圣灵如何告诉你呢?
How will the Holy Spirit speak to you?
当圣灵告诉你的时候你的心就忽然间觉得哎呀这句话是对我说的。
When you realize that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you will hear something and realize that it is for you.
你的心就会被触动。
And your heart will be touched.
但是当我们坐在这里为别人听到的时候，你就没有办法听到圣灵对你讲话。
But if we sit here and we listen to the sermon for other people, the Holy Spirit cannot speak to us.
原来我讲过这个事，我也听到过实实在在的有弟兄姊妹跟我说这样的事啊。
And before I often hear of something like this happening,
我讲到下来说哎呀你今天讲的道太好了。
Your sermon today was fantastic.
就是给他讲的。
It was specifically for that person.
他还没来。
They weren't here.
所以整个白讲了。
And so it was meaningless.
所以呢我请求大家哈求神怜悯我们我们今天来到他的面前我们听一些话。是为了我们自己听的。
And so I would like to ask everybody today when listening to the sermon to listen for themselves.
我不知道大家可能知道这个新闻哈，6月26号吧，上周五。
I'm sure everyone has heard that last Friday.
美国上议院已经通过这个同性婚姻合法化在美国。
Same-sex marriages have become legal in all states in the United States.
我不知道大家什么样的反响。
I'm not sure how everybody feels about this.
我知道在网上也好，各种渠道有各种各样的讨论。
We do know that there are many discussions occurring.
昨天我们一个小姊妹给我念了一段文章，她是一个两个传教士的女儿，应该是信主的了，写的文章。
So yesterday I read an essay by the children of two ministers.
真的让我非常难过。
It was very saddening.
他说圣经上有六个地方提到同性恋的问题。
They said that there are six references to same-sex marriage in the scripture.
但是同性恋并不是一个很特别的事情。
However, it is not a very special situation.
就像旧约的时候，神说吃猪肉都要被打死的。
Such as in the Old Testament, it said those who eat pork shall be killed.
Okay, 那现在你吃猪肉了，也不用被打死了。
Well, now you eat pork, but you do not need to be punished.
所以。同性恋为什么很特别呢
？And so why is same-sex different？
他说索多玛和俄摩拉被灭不是同性恋的问题。
And so the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah was not because of homosexuality。
它是强奸的问题。
It was because of rape。
所以呢，同性恋并不是大问题。
And so homosexuality is not a big issue。
所以当我们听到这些内容的时候，哈
，And so when we hear these contents，
我们的思维会被混淆。
Our thoughts can be muddled。
他说我们里边有真实的爱，我们有委身，所以我们这个就是受上帝祝福的。
And they say that we have true love, and so this is blessed by God。
甚至有的人说我经过祷告了。基督徒啊，说我经过祷告很久了，我认为上帝造我就是同性恋。
Even some people they say we pray and we pray and we realize that God created us homosexual.
为什么会产生这样的想法
？Why would people think this way？
所以我讲，我说这个吃猪肉的问题，为什么吃猪肉不被打死了
？And so we ask, why is it that we now eat pork without being punished？
因为当时神让以色列人分别为圣的时候，给他们设立了这些饮食的规矩。
Because during that time when God wanted the Israelites to be holy, He set up their eating habits.
那么现在为什么我们不用遵守这些 habit 这些条例了
？And so why is it that we do not have to follow these habits anymore?
是因为我们刚才领过圣餐，是因为耶稣基督的恩典。
Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他用他的身体拆毁了这个隔断的墙。
Because using His body, He destroyed the separating wall.
所以犹太人、外邦人，我们在他里面是一样的了。
And so now Jews and Gentiles, we are all one in Him.
我们一样要通过信主才能够得救。
All of us must believe in Jesus Christ in order to receive salvation.
但是同性恋的这个罪，它是罪，它并不是一个，也只是一个规条。
But the sin of homosexuality is a sin. It's not just a habit.
所以不能够说 ，OK， 现在我们这个吃猪肉不被打死了，现在我们杀人也不算罪了。
And so we can't say that, well, eating pork is okay, so murdering people is also okay.
所以这是完全两个概念。
And so these are two very different concepts.
所以当我们不明白旧约圣经，不明白主耶稣的恩典为我们成就了哪些部分的时候
，And so when we don't understand the Old Testament and we don't understand the grace of what Jesus Christ did for us,
我们就被混淆了。
We can be confused.
我们今天信主，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, our faith today.
我们今天信主是免费的。
Our faith, our belief is free.
当我们承认我们是罪人，我们愿意接受他做我们救主的时候，我们就得救了。
When we admit that we are sinners and we accept the love of Jesus Christ, we are saved.
我们罪得赦免是免费的。
Our sin being forgiven is free.
但是，并不是罪的后果是免费的，是不用付任何代价的。
But the results and consequences of sin, we still have to bear.
免费的原因是因为你我付不起。
The reason that it is free is because we cannot pay for it.
耶稣为了你我的罪付上了他一切所有的。
Jesus paid for our sins with everything that he had.
你想一想他所付出的他把他的一切所有的都为你我付上了这个代价。
If you think of the fact that Jesus gave up everything for us.
所以这个罪不是能够轻忽的。
And so this sinThe sin is not something you can take easily.
所以当这个同性恋的这个法律通过的时候，他们说爱得胜了。
And so when they pass the laws for same-sex marriage, they say that love wins.
他们说我们的社会又进步了。
They say that society has improved.
什么样的标准呢
By what standard?
什么是爱呢?
What is love?
所以神说他的爱，他让他的儿子为我们舍命，使我们今天可以罪得赦免，得永生。
The Lord said through His love, He gave up His Son's life so that we may have eternal life.
那我们今天的爱是我们拿着圣经把他们送下地狱。
And our love today, is it that holding the scriptures, we allow them to go to hell?
我们支持他们，觉得可以了，这样可以了，然后你就去死吧。
We support them and we say, this is okay. Okay, then go and receive punishment.
所以这个就叫我们现在的爱吗?
Is this our love?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要思想这个问题。
So brothers and sisters, we must consider this issue.
我为什么谈到这个问题呢?
Why do we discuss this?
今天我们说听和行啊。
Today we speak of hearing and doing.
我们说遵行主道啊。
We say doing God's will.
在遵行之前我们需要听需要明白。
Before we can do, we must first hear and understand.
如果我们都不明白的话我们乱爱。
If we do not even understand, we cannot do it.
我们看到这件事通过这件事的背后你可以看到那个恶者的伎俩吗?
From this event, we can see the actions of the evil one.
你甚至可以看到那个恶者的嘴脸。
You can see the face of the evil one.
他可以把这些人统统的从这是基督教国家
From a Christian country
是基督教立国的国家他们可以把这些人从这里拿出来然后把他送下地狱
From a country founded on Christian beliefs he can take them out
我们还高高兴兴的欢呼我们可以了
And we are happy and joyful
所以真的我们的内心很痛苦
And so our hearts are saddened
求神怜悯我们澳大利亚
May the Lord be merciful on Australia
好我们看今天的经文、啊、
So let us look at our scripture today
今天的经文呢第一节啊十九节说亲爱的弟兄们这是你们所知道的
So it says in verse 19 of chapter 1 You must understand this my beloved
所以他在这里讲他说亲爱的弟兄啊这些事是你们所知道的
And so he says here my beloved that this is something you understand
我们知道的是什么呢?
What is it that we understand?
首先我们作为基督徒来讲我们知道神的救恩
First off as Christians we must understand Jesus' salvation
如果连这个都不知道我们还就不是基督徒了
If we do not even understand this then we are not Christians
然后他讲到你们所知道的是在前面第一章我们上一次所分享的讲到的内容
And it says you must understand all of the contents that we spoke of the week before.
他说忍受试探的人是有福的12节因为他们经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。
It says in verse 12, Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life.
18节说神按照自己的旨意用真道生了我们叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
In verse 18, it says, In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
这是神在我们身上的心意。
This is the will of God upon us.
不但是神借着耶稣基督借着圣灵重生了我们。
Not only that we are reborn through Jesus Christ.
而且他要我们做那个出熟的果子。
But that we will be the firstborn of his creatures.
所以我们知道这个心意这里说这是你们所知道的。
And so we should know of this will.
那么接下来我们就应该怎么样回应呢
And now, how should we respond to this?
他说你们个人要快快的听慢慢的说慢慢的动怒
And it says here, you must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and even slower to anger.
我们是这样吗
Are we like this?
非常困难啊
It's very difficult.
很多的时候还没听人说完呢这个怒气已经来了
Sometimes, before someone has even finished speaking, we are angry already.
还没张嘴呢我这个怒气就已经来了
Before they have even spoken, we have become angry.
所以这里讲你要快快的听。
And so here it says we must be quick to listen.
听这个功能是非常的重要的。
Listening is a very important ability.
我们发现哈、啊、我不知道大家有没有这个感觉哈、啊。我发现哈、啊、就是家里夫妻两个人呐、啊、能够听啊能够懂对方的意思都非常困难。
We realize that even amongst, our couples, it is difficult for us to listen to others.
你这么说他就那么理解。
You can say one thing and they will understand another thing.
我曾经跟我先生讲啊。
Before I spoke to my partner.
我说你看就我这么一个大活人站在这儿哈。
I say, look, here I am, living here.
我这么想让你知道我想的是什么。
I want you to understand what I am thinking.
然后我说了这么多。
And I explained so much.
然后你根本就不明白。
But yet you do not understand.
然后我说这个上帝咱们看不见，咱怎么能明白呢？
And so there is a God that we cannot see. How can we understand?
所以我们能够安静下心来听啊，这个非常的重要。
And so we must be able to quiet our hearts and listen.
还有在聚会里，我不知道大家有没有这个感受。
Also during our meetings, our ceremonies.
看到很多人都在分享。
We see many people sharing.
然后你发现哈。他分享的和他分享的根本不着边。
And you notice that different people share different things and they are not related at all.
啊，就是说明别人说的时候他根本就没有听。
And so while someone else was speaking, actually you weren't listening at all.
然后你就在想我应该说什么。
And you're only concentrating on what you should say.
然后你说了你的一堆。
And you say what you wanted to say.
其实这种状态就是别人也没听你的一堆。
Actually, no one was listening to you either.
甚至在祷告的时候，我不知道大家有没有这个感觉哈。
Sometimes even while praying.
好像我们比如说大家五六个人，我们轮流祷告。
Everyone may take turns praying.
当别人祷告的时候，根本就没听见他祷告的是什么。
While they were praying, you actually didn't hear what they were saying.
一门心思就在想我自己应该怎么说。
You're just focusing on what you want to say.
然后最后阿们的时候，你也不知道人家在说什么。
And after you amen, you don't know what they said.
你也不知道你阿们什么。
You don't know what you're amening to.
所以我们发现啊，我们很爱说。
And so we realize that we love to speak.
然后我们不爱听。
But we do not like to listen.
所以他这里讲你要快快的听。
And so in the scripture it says, be quick to listen.
听有几个阶段哈。
There are some steps to listening.
第一是要听见。
The first one is to hear.
比如说我叫我们家孩子吃饭了。
For example, if I was to say, dinner time.
他在电脑面前根本就没听见。
They may not have heard at all.
所以呢，这听见首先是听见有声音了，这首先是这样的，这是第一个阶段啊。
And so the very first step is to actually just hear.
第二个就是听见说什么了。
And the second step is to hear what they said.
对啊，因为你他就听见你声音，他哦。他也不知道你要叫他干什么，他要做什么，他继续做他自己做的事。
So sometimes you may hear something but not understand what they said.
所以我们在神的话语面前也是这样。
And so when we read the Lord's scriptures,
首先我们知道这里有神的话。
First we must know that the scripture is here.
如果我们都不知道这里有神的话，不知道这是真理，那就是没有办法听了。
If we don't realize that the truth is here, that the Lord's will is here, then we cannot hear it.
下一步就是我们要把它听进去。
And the second part is to understand it.
还有第三步就是听了以后就做，说这个孩子很听话，他听了我的话就去做了，这个叫听话。
And the last part is to go and do it. When you say that someone is very obedient, they listen and then they do.
所以听见了，听进去了，然后再行出来。
So after you hear it, you accept it, and then you do it.
所以神让我们要有这个听的功能。
The Lord says we must be able to listen.
然后他说要慢慢的说，要慢慢的动怒。
And it says here, be slow to speak and slow to anger.
不是说不可以动怒。
It does not say do not anger.
完全没有怒气的人是不大可能的。
It is not really likely that anyone is completely without anger.
我们也知道主耶稣也曾经动怒。
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ was also angry.
他曾经把圣殿里的那些卖牛羊的拿鞭子把他赶出去。
He chased out the traders in the temple with whips.
他没有说请你离开。
He did not say, oh, please leave.
看来他是很大的怒气。
He was very angry.
但是他不同的地方在哪里？
But what was the difference?
他没有罪。
He was without sin.
所以这里讲你要慢慢的动怒，为什么？因为人的怒气不能够成就神的意。
And so it says here, be slow to anger, for man's anger cannot, complete God's will.
为什么我们要动怒呢？
Why is it that we should also be angry?
什么叫人的怒气呢？
What is it? What is man's anger?
大家想一想。
Let us consider it.
当我们动怒的时候是什么原因？
What makes us become angry?
别人触动我了。
When someone else has hurt you?
别人的意见完全与我的不合。
When someone else disagrees with you?
甚至哈，我不知道有没有这样的人哈，大家可以想哈，甚至我们动怒的原因呢，只是为了让自己得安慰。
Even sometimes we become angry just to make ourselves feel better.
我不知道我们有没有这个时候，我们回到家里以后，我们说别人的事情。
I don't know if sometimes we go home and the things that we say about other people.
当我们说别人的事情，我们都会有怒气。
Even when we speak of other people, we become angry.
为什么是这样呢？
Why would this happen?
为什么我们会非常喜欢说别人呢？
Why would we love to speak other people?
有的时候我检查自己的心啊。
Sometimes we check our own hearts.
有的时候我们知道，其实那是因为要让我们的内心得一个平安吧。
Sometimes it may be so that our hearts can feel a little bit more peaceful.
因为别人的错。
Because other people are wrong.
所以我就不用考虑我了。
So I don't have to consider myself.
所以这个东西叫自欺。
And so this is arrogance.
所以当我们知道别人的错的时候，我们拿出东西来就指责他，我们就动易怒。
And so we become angry and we point out other people's faults.
这个时候求神让我们审视自己的心啊。
At this time, let us test ourselves.
所以这里讲，他说你要慢慢的动怒。
And so it says here, be slow to anger.
不是你不可以动怒。
Not that you should never be angry.
如果你的动怒是经过你的大脑思考的。
But if your anger has been considered by yourself.
如果你的动怒之前是经过你的双膝跪下在神的面前的祷告的。
If you have prayed before God before becoming angry.
如果你的动机是出于爱的。
If your motivation is through love.
并不是不可以动怒。
We're not saying that you cannot be angry.
这里讲哈，他说你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。
It says, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness.
所以在我们的怒气中有那样的污秽。
And so if we have this corruption in our anger,
在我们的怒气中有那种它叫盈余的邪恶。
And it says here that in our anger it has rank sordidness and wickedness.
我们好像知道了神的道。
It is as if we know the will of God.
我们拿这个道去在别人身上动怒。
And we take this to become angry with other people.
所以他说这叫污秽和盈余的邪恶。
And so it says here that that is sordidness and rank wickedness.
这里讲哈，他说你要脱去这一个。
It says here you must get rid of it.
其实它的原来的词就是你要把衣服脱掉的意思。
Actually the original Greek was to remove your clothing.
他说你要把这个脱掉，然后神要把他的义给你穿。
It says you must remove this so that God can put his will upon you.
后面他讲哈，他说要存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
And following that it says, you must welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls.
存温柔的心来领受啊。
Have a meek, with meekness to accept the implanted word.
我们先讲了听，这里讲领受。
And so we first spoke of listening and how here it says welcoming.
大家其实看自己的孩子有的时候能学很多东西。
Sometimes when you look at your own children, you can learn many things.
你知道当他们存温柔的心在你面前的时候，你说话他可以听进去。
You know that when they are very meek, when you speak to them, they can hear it, understand it.
当他们的心是硬的，当他们骄傲，他们发怒的时候，你说什么他是听不进去的。
When they are arrogant or proud or angry, whatever you say, they cannot accept it.
所以神让我们存温柔的心来听他的道。
And so the Lord says, you must have a meek heart to listen to my word.
所以弟兄姊妹，我真的鼓励我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，使用教会的资源。
And so brothers and sisters, we encourage everyone to use your resources at church.
我们这里有查经班，有慕道班，有各个读经小组。
Yeah, we have Bible studies, we have meetings. We encourage everyone to participate.
光主日的这一次讲道是不够的。
Only our Sunday sermons are not enough.
我相信我们自己回家坚持读经祷告也是非常困难的。
I believe it is very hard for everyone to pray and read the scripture on their own.
所以教会有这样的资源的时候，弟兄姊妹们要使用这个资源。
And so while we provide all these resources at church, everyone should partake in them.
我们看见现在世界堕落败坏的是非常快的。
We can see that the world is being corrupted very quickly.
今天我们基督徒要站稳了来面对这些挑战。
Today, us Christians, we need to stand firm in front of these difficulties.
怎么能够站稳呢？
How can we stand firm?
你看到这些冲击、这些挑战的时候，用什么来回应？
When you see all these challenges and attacks, how do you respond?
你看到一些基督徒讲出来的话是非常的苦毒的，是非常仇恨的。
When you see all the hateful words that Christians say,
你看到这种情况的时候，你知道它里边没有神的道啊。
When you see this situation, you know that they do not have God's will inside them.
所以你当看到这种，当这个世界的潮流来的时候，已经脑子被冲击乱了，不知道哪个是对和错了。
And so when we look at the world, we can become confused. We don't know what is right and wrong.
首先我们要关注的是我们自己的生命啊。
The first thing we must look after is our own lives.
这件事我应该怎么想？
What should I think in this situation?
不要把它放过去。
Don't let it go.
因为这是使用神的道来分辨事情的时候。
Because this is a time when we can use God's word to separate right from wrong.
我们站立不稳，我们的后代怎么办？
If we cannot stand firm, what will happen to our descendants?
我相信作为一个年轻一代的孩子们来讲。
I'm sure for the younger generation.
同性恋的问题是他们所面临的第一大挑战。
The issue of homosexuality is a great challenge to us. We must face it. We must have a response.
怎么回应啊?
How do we respond?
所以我们是不是缩在一个角落里想, OK, 我就保全我自己就好了。
And so do we hide in a corner and just look after ourselves?
还是我们跑出去用我们自己以为的方法去攻击别人?
And or do we go out and we use our own methods to attack other people?
到底神的道是如何让我们能够坚守的?
What does God want us to do?
所以我们需要思想。
And so we need to think.
我们需要神的道在我们里边。
We need God's will inside us.
所以鼓励弟兄姊妹们一定要来查经啊。
And so we encourage everyone to participate in Bible studies.
如果你还没有查经小组的话，你来找我，你来找你身边的弟兄姊妹，你一定要有时间把这个时间和精力投入进去。
If you do not have a Bible study group, we encourage you to come to other people and participate.
因为你不从听开始，不明白神的道，是没有办法在这个时代站立得住的。
Because if you do not listen, if you do not learn God's word, it is impossible for you to stand.
好，下面我们看哈，第二十二节啊。
Okay, so let us continue to verse 22.
他说，只是你们要行道，不要单单的听道，自己欺哄自己。
But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves.
所以听是第一的。重要的，如果连听都没听，就没有办法行了。
And so the first thing we must do is listen. If you do not listen, you cannot do.
那听了以后呢？他说不要单单的听，还要行。
But after you have heard it, don't just listen. You must also do it.
他说光听不行的人，那个叫自欺。
For those who hear but do not do, they自欺。
Foolish themselves.
Fool themselves.
Yeah. 那23节往下呢？他举了一个例子。
So here we have an example in verse 23.
他说听道不行道的人呢就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Those who hear but do not do are like those who look at themselves in a mirror.
看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。
After seeing themselves, they turn around and they forget straight away.
另外一种人呢他说详细查看那全备使人自由的律法。并且知道啊，并且时常如此。这样的人不是听了就忘，乃是实际行出来。他在所行的事上就必然得福。
But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, who persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed.
好，有两种人。
So here there are two types of people.
一种人呢，他这里讲就像照镜子一样，看见自己，然后就离开了。
One person looks at the mirror, and then after leaving.
第一呢在那个时候所讲的镜子哈跟咱们现在的镜子还不大一样。
First thing we should consider that the mirror that is referenced here is a little different to our mirrors.
那个时候大概也就是铜的镜子。
In those times they had probably bronze mirrors.
不能够很清楚地看见自己。
It was not a very clear reflection.
而且这里用的这一个字哈看见自己哈这个字哈用的是一撇就走开。
And also the verb here for looking is a very quick glance.
我们看了一下就走开了。
So we glance and then we leave.
所以我不知道大家内心是不是有这样的感动和经验。
So I don't know if anyone has had this experience before.
当我们听了神的话的时候，有的时候就触动了你。
Sometimes when we read the scripture, it touches you.
你觉得哎呀这是说我的。
And we say, oh, it is regarding me.
然后你很快的就转身走了。
But very quickly we leave it behind.
你马上就听你就想到哎呀他也是那样的。
Yeah, very quickly you realize, oh, that person is the same.
然后你对他的兴趣比你对你自己兴趣要多得多。
And you become very much more interested in somebody else.
然后你能把他的事情列举出十条来。
And you can point out all of the faults in somebody else.
你自己的事情已经忘掉了。
And have already forgotten about your own.
有的时候当我们听到的时候我们很快地转走了因为我们觉得那是不可能的我还是要过我现在的生活。
Sometimes when we hear something, we return away very quickly because it is inconvenient for us.
所以这两种人第一种是听了道以后很快地就走掉了。
And so the two people, one type of person looks and then turns away very quickly.
没有看清也没有机会时间看清。
They haven't clearly seen
那另外一种人呢？他说是详细查看的。
And the other type of person it says looks very carefully.
这两种看用的不是一个字。
The word for look is a different word.
所以这一个看是非常详细的在那里研究。
This look is a very careful observation.
所以他说有的人他在那里详细的看。
And so it says here people, somebody clearly looks.
而且看明白了这一个神的道。
And it says here that they see the perfect law.
然后他就去行了。
And they go and do it.
他说这样的人在他所行的事上必然蒙福。
And so it says here that people who do these things will be blessed.
所以当神的道来到我们面前的时候。
And so when we come before the word of the Lord.
当我们身边发生了一些事情的时候。
When things happen around us.
求神让我们不要一闪就过去了。
We pray that we would not just turn around and forget it.
让我们能够详细查看。
Let us carefully observe.
因为这是最近发生的事，所以我今天老用这个例子，我用这个同性恋，这个婚姻合法化的例子哈。
Because the issue of homosexuality is very recent, we should focus on that.
我们可以说，他跟我根本没有关系。
We can say that it has nothing to do with us.
他跟我的家人也没有关系。
It has nothing to do with my family.
我告诉你，社会的最基本结构是家庭。
Let me tell you that the most basic part of society is family.
当家庭都变成这样，都解体了的时候，你是不可能不受影响的。
When families have been separated and damaged, you cannot not be influenced.
而且你的下一代，你的后代一定受影响。
And your descendants will also be influenced.
所以当这个事儿来到你面前的时候，不要一闪就把它推走。
And so when the issue comes before us, let's not just turn away.
你的内心是怎么反应的
？What is your inner response？
有的时候你觉得对啊，他们是可以的。
Sometimes you may think, yes, they are okay.
Yeah, 我们应该给他们自由啊。
We should give them their freedom.
那为什么上帝又不让他这样做呢
？Why does God not let them do what they want？
是不是上帝说错了
？Is it that God made a mistake？
或者说我知道上帝不让他做，我应该怎么样去反应呢
？Or if we know that God doesn't want them to do this, how should we respond？
我身边就有一个同性恋的，我应该怎么样去对待他呢
？We have a homosexual just near us. How should we react to them？
不要转身就躲开。
Don't just hide away.
认真的在那里查看神的话语。
Carefully observe God's word.
认真的知道我今天应该如何去面对。
Carefully understand how we should respond today.
当我们遵行神的话，认真的去行的时候，神说你在所行的事上就蒙福了。
When we carefully follow God's word, it says here that whatever you do, you will be blessed.
所以在一章前面讲，他说我们面临着各种各样的试探和诱惑。
And so in chapter 1 we see when we are tempted and endure temptation from many different things.
在所有的这些试探诱惑里，神有一个心意，他要叫我们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
And in all of these challenges, God has a will for us that we can be complete.
所以如果我们把所有的在我们身边的事情我们都把它扔出去了我们不去讲。
So if we ignore everything that happens around us,
我们如何成长呢
?How can we grow?
我记得我们这里有一位姊妹我非常感动啊这个小姊妹。
Once we had a sister amongst us.
她也是家庭有一些矛盾有些问题。
She had many difficulties in her family.
他来找我谈我们读圣经。
So she came to us and we chatted and we read the scripture.
非常宝贵的一点当他真的知道这是神的心意的时候。
One very valuable thing is that when she understood this is God's will,
他就回家去行了。
She went home and she did it.
学习什么叫顺服。
Understand what it means to be obedient.
学习什么叫谦卑。
Understand what it means to be humble.
你看得到他的家庭蒙受神的祝福。
You can see that their family becomes blessed by God.
所以不是因为某些人我才做这样的事。
And so it is not because of other people that we do these things.
就只是因为神说的我才愿意这样做。
Not just because God said that we should do it.
当我们这样做的时候神说你在所做的事上就蒙福。
When we do these things, God says, when you do it, you will be blessed.
我再讲一个事情大概这也是我们看自己看别人的一个智慧哈。
There is a kind of wisdom that we have when looking at ourselves and other people.
昨天一个小姊妹跟我谈到问到将来怎么样找对象啊找男朋友啊然后很担心啊因为这个世代这个说实话的这个不是太多哈。
So yesterday a sister spoke about looking for a partner as today there are not many people who speak honestly.
我说作为基督徒来讲哈。
And so we said as a Christian.
我说你只要眼睛看准一件事情。
As long as you look at one thing.
不是这个男孩因为你肯做什么事情。
Not because he is willing to do anything for you.
因为他现在爱你，他会为你做任何事。
Because right now he loves you, he will do anything for you.
过两天他不爱你了，他什么也不会为你做了。
Maybe tomorrow he doesn't love you anymore, he won't do anything for you.
所以你不要看这个问题。
And so don't look at this thing.
所以你的眼睛看一件事情。
You must look at one other thing.
他说他是信主的，他肯为耶稣做什么。
What was he willing to do for Christ?
他肯为耶稣舍弃什么。
What is he willing to give up for Christ?
是不是因为耶稣说的他就敢这样做。
Is it because that because Jesus said something he would do it?
当你看见这样的人的时候你心里就有数了。
When you see this person, you can become sure.
因为他真的爱耶稣。
Because he loves God.
他会听耶稣的话。
And he will follow his words.
他会爱你。
He will love you.
主耶稣不会改变。
Jesus Christ will never change.
所以他愿意为耶稣舍己，他愿意为耶稣所做的一切。
If he is willing to sacrifice himself for Christ,
他会认真的爱你。
He will love you.
所以我们也看我们自己的内心。
And so let us also examine ourselves.
我们不是为了某人、为了孩子、为了什么人去做某些事情。
We don't go and do things for such and such a person or such and such a child.
我们一辈子是这样做事的。
We live our normal lives doing these things.
我们有的时候觉得我们自己不是为自己活，是为别人活的。
Sometimes we think we're not living for ourselves, but we're living for other people.
这个不是属灵的原则。
This is not spiritual reasoning.
属灵的原则是当你为了神的话为基督敢舍己的时候。
But our spiritual reasoning is when we give up our lives for Christ.
你在你的事情上就开始蒙福了。
This is when everything you do becomes blessed.
上帝会把他的祝福丰丰富富的给你。
God will give his blessings to you.
所以这里他要我们有这样的智慧。
And so it says here, you must have this wisdom.
使用我们身边的每一件事情来操练自己。
To take everything that happens around us to train ourselves.
来使自己明白神的话。
So that we can understand God's word.
然后遵行他的话。
And act it out.
然后在这个事情上就蒙受神的祝福。
And then in doing these things, we can receive blessing.
好，下面继续啊，26节哈，说若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
And so we continue to verse 26, it says, If anything they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless.
说在神我们父面前清洁没有玷污的虔诚是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇并保守自己不沾染世俗。
Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained from the world.
这里讲了三条。
It says here are three things.
关于所谓的虔诚
That is a religion.
当我们认为我们自己是一个真实信主的人
When they think that we are a true believer,
虔诚是一定要的
We must be religious.
但是这个虔诚他说你用这一个来检查自己
But this true faith, it says, you should use these things to check yourself.
不要自以为虔诚
Don't think that you are religious.
第一他说你能管住你的舌头
The first is that you must bridle your tongue.
非常困难。
This is very difficult.
所以你可以做很多很多的事情，他说你管不住你的舌头，那个虔诚是假的。
And so it says here, if you do many, many things, but you do not bridle your tongue, then this religion is worthless.
为什么要管住舌头？
Why must you bridle your tongue?
主耶稣讲过，他说外边的不能够污秽人。
The Lord Jesus says, those that come from outside cannot make you dirty.
他说从里边出来的才污秽人。
It is the things that come from inside you that corrupt you.
你觉得你自己很虔诚，为什么张嘴就可以骂人？
You think that you're very religious. Why is it that you can swear at people?
所以里边是什么，你说出来的就是什么。
And so whatever is inside you will come out when you speak.
所以当我们背后在说人的时候，自己满足的时候。
And so when we speak ill of other people, making ourselves feel better.
当我们根本不在意我们的嘴说什么，我们随便乱讲的时候。
When we do not care about what are the things we say, and we say whatever we want.
他说这里虔诚是假的。
It says your religion is worthless.
这个真的是弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意哈。
This is true. Everyone should consider.
我们不知道，圣经上告诉我们，人的话语啊是非常有力量。
The word of people is very powerful. We must remember.
你知道，你跟你的孩子说你真笨，你真笨，他就会变得很笨。
You must say that when you call your children stupid, stupid, they will become stupid.
当你看到一个弟兄姊妹，你用拿圣经的话去砸他的时候，他会被你砸伤。
When you use the words of Christ to attack people, they will become hurt.
所以圣经上讲，主耶稣讲过哈，说将来我们每一句闲话都要供出来的。
And so it says in the future, every word that we speak shall become public.
这个很可怕，闲话这个事很可怕。
Idle talk is a very fearsome thing.
所以神说那一个他都听见了。
The Lord said, all of these, I can hear them.
你站在这里讲道，你讲得很虔诚吗？
When you speak on the stage, will you be very religious?
神说我不用这个来审判你。
God said he won't judge you by that.
我要听你在房间里自己讲的那些话。
I will hear the things that you say in your room by yourself.
我要听你在发怒的时候骂人的那些话。
I want to hear the words that you say in your anger.
因为那是你真实的自己。
Because that is your true self.
所以我们要管住我们的舌头。
And so we must be careful of our tongues.
我在这里再多说一句哈，现在我们有一个工具，这个东西叫微信啊。
And so now we have another thing called social media.
那里边有很多很多很多的内容在里边哈。
There are many, many, many contents on social media.
我们作为基督徒来讲，我觉得我们大家要小心这个事儿。
As Christians, we must be careful of this.
因为那里很多的信息，它的是有错误的。
Because there's a lot of wrong information there.
尤其是在讲到福音在讲到圣经内容的信息的时候
especially in regards to scripture and to salvation
当我们把别人的话放在我们嘴里发出去的时候你要小心的
when we take other people's words and share it as our own we must be careful
因为人相信我们是基督徒
because people believe us
然后我们把那些话放在我们嘴里把它发出去
if we take someone else's words and share them around as ours
这跟我们自己说的也没什么两样
it is the same as if we said them ourselves
我们要为那个话负责任
we must be responsible for those words
所以不要把一些东西传来传去的乱传
and so don't just randomly share and share everything
我们在神面前要谨慎所以神说你敬虔管住我们自己的舌头。
We must be holy before God. So it says here that you must bridle your tongues.
第二条，他说是要照顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And so the second thing is that we must look after the widows and orphans.
为什么照顾孤儿寡妇
？Why do we look after widows and orphans?
在那个时期，孤儿寡妇是非常的困难的。
During that time, widows and orphans were in the most difficult situations.
他们是非常有需要的。
They have big, great needs.
所以圣经上讲，你请客，你不要老请那些能够还得起你的人。
And so here it says.When you invite people for dinner, don't invite people who can invite you back.
你请他，他请你有什么好处
？If you invite them, they invite you back. What have you gained?
他说你要请那些还不起你的。
It says you must invite those who cannot pay you back.
当你照顾孤儿寡妇的时候，他是没有能力来去还给你的。
When you look after orphans and widows, they cannot pay you back.
他们是真实的需要的。
They have true needs.
你需要在上帝面前有这颗爱关爱的心。
Before God, you must have this loving heart.
爱你自己的弟兄姊妹
to love your brothers and sisters,
爱患难中的孤儿寡妇
and love those people who are in need.
这是真实的爱表达出来
this is true love.
好另外一条它就是说要不沾染世俗
And the final one is that you must keep yourself unstained from the world.
保守自己不沾染世俗
Take care of yourself, become, stay unstained from the world.
圣经上说你要爱世界的话爱父的心就不在你里边了
The scripture says if you love the world then the love of God is not in you.
所以不要想有人讲哦，这是天赋世界都是创造给我享受用的
And so don't think that this is the whole world was created just for your pleasure.
你还记得另外一句话当你顺从你的肉体的时候你是以圣灵为敌的
You must remember that it says when you live by your flesh you are the enemy of the spirit.
所以我们要思想
And so you must remember.
保守我们自己，不要以世俗为伍。
Keep oneself unstained from the world.
我们活在世界里边。
We live in the world.
但是我们的心不能够被世界所缠绕。
But our hearts must not become one with the world.
好，我们下面要看一段经文哈。
And so finally, let us look at another scripture.
在腓立比书。
The book of Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
这里是使徒保罗的一个见证哈。
And so here it is.The testimony of Paul.
他说第七节哈、啊，说只是我先前以为与我有益的，现在因为基督都当作有损的。
It says here, whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ.
他说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Chapter 3:8 More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着耶稣基督。
For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and regard them as rubbish in an order that I may gain Christ.
好，他说以前对我有益的。
He says everything that I considered gain.
不是说我现在看见基督了，他对我更有益。
He didn't say Christ is more gain to me.
所以我为了这个更有益，原来那个有益的也就算了吧。
And so he didn't say, "Oh, I'll get something better than what I had before."
不，他说原来那些有益的都成了有损的。
No, he says everything that I considered gain before, I now consider loss.
为什么有益的变成了有损的
？Why is it that a gain becomes a loss?
原来你因为什么觉得有益
？Because why did you consider that a gain?
你的学识
？Your education.
你的口才
？Your speaking skills.
你的钱财。
Your wealth,
你的地位
your status.
所有这一些都是对你有益的东西。
All of these things you consider gain to yourself.
你一生努力建立的就是这个东西。
All these things that you spend your life to build up.
当保罗说到我遇见基督的时候，那个成为有损的。
And Paul said, when I met Christ, all these things become my loss.
成为我的负担，我的包袱成为负数了。
Those things become my burdens, the things that hold me back.
所以保罗说，我为基督的缘故，这些东西都成了粪土。
And so he says, for Christ's sake, these things become rubbish to me.
只有一件事，他说我要得着耶稣基督。
Only one thing I want, that is to receive Christ.
所以神求神给我们这样的智慧。
And so I hope that the Lord will give us this wisdom.
今天我们来省察我们自己。
When we come to examine ourselves today.
我们今天我们说我们信主了。
We say that we believe in Christ.
但是我们还是觉得世界上是都对我们非常有益。
But actually we think the world's things are all gains to us.
所以圣经讲我们不可以骗自己。
And so the scripture says we cannot fool ourselves.
当我们真实的认识基督的时候。
When we truly come to recognize God.
那一些一定成为粪土。
All those things become rubbish.
那你说主啊，现在他对我还不是粪土。
If you say, Lord, these things are not yet rubbish to me.
我还是想要他。
I still want them.
但我也想要你。
But I want you as well.
你需要祷告。
You must pray.
你需要来到主的面前说，主啊，让我更认识你。
You must come before Christ and say, I want to recognize you more.
当我真认识你的时候，你使我能够看到那个不过是粪土。
When I truly recognize you, I will realize that these things are rubbish to me.
最后我想大家都很熟悉的一个经文哈，在主耶稣的时候，他用了主耶稣用了一个比喻，叫做撒种的比喻。
And so finally, we remember one scripture that Jesus says, the parable of the sower.
好像是四种情况。
There are four different crops.
一种情况是撒在路边了，就被鸟来把它吃掉了。
So the first one was by the road when the birds took up the seeds and ate them.
另外一种情况呢，撒在土浅石头地里了，就长苗了。
One of them was in the shallow ground.
但是呢，太阳一出来，它没有根，它就死了。
But because they had no roots, as soon as the sun shone, they died.
还有另外一种情况，撒在荆棘里了，它也长了，但是荆棘长出来就把它挤住了。
And the other seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and prevented them from growing.
那最后一种情况是撒在好土里面。
And the last one was in the good soil.
所以我们看到啊，这四种情况里有三种已经出苗了。
And so we realize that in these four seeds, three of them actually grew up.
所以出苗不是最终的目的。
And so growing up is not the only thing that is important.
怎么才知道那个种子撒在好土里边了呢？
How do we know that the seed is grown up in good soil?
是它最后结实了。
Is when it produces fruit.
它开始结出果实来了。
When it produces fruits.
他说有30倍的60倍的有100倍的
by 30, by 50, by 100 times fruits
当他结出果实来的时候这是个好土地了
when the fruits are born then we know it is good soil
这是上帝的目的
this is God's goal
他说你们要成为那样的果实
he says you must become those kinds of fruits
所以我们来到教会我们信了主我们已经种子在发生发苗了
and so when we come to church we believe in Christ our plants also grow
但是这不是结束。
But this is not the end.
我们需要结果。
We must bear fruits.
所以我们的生命需要结出果实来。
And so our life must bear fruits.
那今天我们在讲这个题目叫遵行主道。
So today our topic is to listen and to do.
遵行主道是你结果实的必经之路。
And to do God's will is the only way to bear fruits.
不这样做你没有办法结果实。
It is impossible for you to bear fruits any other way.
求神把这些话放在我们心里。
And so we hope that God will put these words in our hearts.
第一我们要听到。
First we must hear them.
要明白神的话。
We must understand them.
第二我们要愿意去行。
Then we must be willing to do them.
当我们按照神的话去行的时候我们在所行的事上蒙福。
And when we go to do them, we will receive blessing in everything.
我们的生命就结出那丰盛的果实。
Then our lives will bear fruits.
求神来祝福我们大家。
May God bless everyone.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你丰厚的赏赐。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你使我们能够听见你的道。
You allow us the opportunity to hear your word.
你使我们手里有这样一本宝贵的圣经。
You give us your word in the scripture.
你使我们里面有圣灵的感动，使我们能够明白。
You give us the Holy Spirit that allows us to understand.
你给我们教会，你给我们牧者，你让我们能够在这个环境里边来明白你的话，来成长。
You give us your church and your leaders to help us to understand your word.
主啊，赐给我们的心有这样的智慧。
Lord, give us wisdom.
不要让我们看见镜子的时候一闪就走掉了。
So that when we see ourselves in the mirror, we don't turn and go away.
让我们能够专心的来详细查看你的话。
Let us carefully observe your word.
让我们知道对我们身边的每一件事，每一个挑战，我们是当如何的来回应。
Let us understand how to respond to every challenge and difficulty around us.
当我们的心愿意去遵行你的话语的时候。
So that when our heart is ready to do your will.
主啊，就求你赐我们力量可以行得出来。
Lord, we pray you give us the power to do it.
使我们所做的工作在你面前能够蒙受祝福。
So that everything can receive blessing before you.
主啊，求你来赐福给你自己的教会。
We pray that you give blessings upon your church.
使你自己的名在你的教会中得着当得的荣耀。
So that your name can be glorified amongst us.
谢谢你听我们这样的祷告。
Thank you.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you for listening to our word today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.